For Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. In the middle of California's high desert, inside a maximum security prison, Cal State LA is conducting an unusual experiment with men sentenced to die behind bars for some of our worst crimes. And it's become something no one expected, a path to freedom. As part of our California Dream collaboration, KQED's Vanessa Roncagno reports.
Once a month, Taffany Lim makes the 70-mile drive from L.A. to the state prison in Lancaster. She makes her way through one security gate after another until she reaches the library, where a group of men in blue is eager to see her.
I'm Miss Taffany.
I missed you guys. I haven't seen you guys.
Wow.
So I wanted to check in about how things have been going this summer.
Lim is something between a principal and a mom figure to the men in this group. She works for California State University, LA, and runs its program here.
We're still looking probably at spring 2020 for you to graduate. So you guys are really, you're so close.
They're the only inmates in California who have access to a face-to-face BA program run by a public university. Today, they have some news for Lim.
Tin Nguyen is going home. Tin Nguyen got found suitable.
After 20 years in prison, Tin Nguyen was granted parole.
So he'd be on the campus with you in a minute, Taffy.
You know, I got to tell you guys, I'm going to be very candid with you. I don't know about whether or not I should bring it up.
You should.
I worry, you know. I mean, obviously, he's our brother, and we're so proud.
It's bittersweet. Many of these guys aren't getting out anytime soon.
I've been incarcerated for 27 years this month.
I'm 38. I was arrested at 17.
All my 20s, all my 30s, and all my 40s.
I'm currently serving a sentence of life without the possibility of parole.
A life without sentence.
Life without.
LWOP.
LWOP.
Most of the 38 men taking Cal State classes here have life without the possibility of parole sentences. Alan Burnett got sentenced to life after he was found guilty of aiding and abetting in a murder.
When we first started the program, they didn't even want us to have it because the majority of our class had life without the possibility of parole. These guys are never going to get out. They don't need an education. These guys aren't worthy.
Should those behind bars for our most serious crimes get to improve their lives while they do time? Carolyn Eggleston has spent 40 years studying prison education.
I think America has never decided whether the punishment for somebody committing a crime is the loss of freedom or the need to punish them every day while they are in prison. And we as a society really struggle with that.
For some in prison, education can be a form of freedom. For James Kane, it has. He's been in 13 years.
It's been the most amazing experience of my entire life, as either a free man or as an incarcerated human being. If I had the chance right now to go home or have this education, I would choose this education.
The program is mostly grant-based, not taxpayer-funded. It tacks on about $12,000 per inmate to the annual cost of incarceration. And that's money that could be spent trying to keep people out of prison in the first place. Still, there is some evidence getting an education inside has a ripple effect outside. After Alan Burnett enrolled in college, so did his sister and nieces and nephew, he says, and his stepdaughter.
And so this thing right here that we're doing, this program, is transcending this facility and it's reaching out into the community as well.
Since the Cal State LA program began, 5 men have had their sentences commuted, including Burnett.
Look at us now. Like, Tommy's going home, Tin's going home, he had life without, and Moody's going home. Everybody who's gotten out, they all had life without.
3 of them are free men now, finishing their BAs on the Cal State LA campus. In Lancaster, I'm Vanessa Roncagno.
With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.